grasped nettles firmly, and had sometimes had a hand the size of a small pig. There were deserters behind the barricade. Deserters! How did that happen? It was a huge barricade. It was lined with armed men. There were deserters on it, and he had his orders. It was all clear. If only they'd... well, rebel! He'd sent Trooper Gabitas down there again, and by his account it seemed very peaceful. Normal city life appeared to be going on behind the barricade, which was more than you could say for the chaos outside it. If they'd fired on Gabitas or thrown things, that would have made it so much easier. Instead, they were acting, well, decently. That was no way for enemies of the state to behave. An enemy of the state was in front of the Major now. Gabitas had not come back empty-handed. "Caught it sneaking after me," he said. To the captive, he said, "Been behind the barricade, haven't we, my lad?" "Can it speak?" said the Major, staring at the thing.
"There's no need to be like that," said Nobby Nobs.
"It's a street urchin, sir," said the trooper. The Major stared at all he could see of the prisoner, which was an oversized helmet and a nose. "Get it something to stand on, will you, Captain?" he said, and waited while a stool was found. It did not, all things considered, improve matters. It just gave rise to questions. "It's got a watch badge, trooper. Is it some kind of mascot?"
"Carved it myself out of soap," said Nobby, "so I can be a copper."
"Why?" said the Major. There was something about the apparition that, despite the urgency, called for a kind of horrified yet fascinated study.
"But I'm thinking of going on for a soldier if I grow up," Nobby went on, giving the Major a happy grin. "Much better pickings, the way things are going."
"I'm afraid you're not tall enough," said the Major quickly.
"Don't see why not. The enemy reaches all the way to the ground," said Nobby. "Anyway, people are lying down when you get their boots off. Old Sconner, he says the money's in teeth and earrings, but I say every man's bound to have a pair of boots, right? Whereas there's a lot of bad teeth around these days, and the false teeth makers always demand a decent set."
"Do you mean to tell me that you want to join the army just to loot the battlefields?" said the Major, completely shocked. "A little lad like you?"
"Once, when old Sconner was sober for 2 days together, he made me a little set of soldiers," said Nobby, "and he had these little boots that you could..."
"Shut up," said the Major.
"Take off, and tiny little wooden teeth that you could..."
"Will you shut up?" said the Major. "Have you no interest in honour, glory, love of city?"
"Dunno. Can you get much for 'em?" said Nobby.
"They are priceless."
"Oh, well, in that case, I'll stick with the boots, if it's all the same to you," said Nobby. "You can sell them for 10 pence a pair, if you know the right shop."
"Look at Trooper Gabitas there," said the Major, now quite upset. 20 years' service, a fine figure of a soldier. He wouldn't stoop to stealing the boots of a fallen enemy, would you, Trooper?" "No, sir. Mug's game, sir," said Trooper Gabitas. And this was true. Don't bother with the boots would have been Trooper Gabitas's advice, had he been inclined to part with it. You need to bribe someone on the baggage carts to build up stock, and when all's said and done, you'll only make a few dollars. Stick to jewellery. It's portable. Trooper Gabitas had seen too many battlefields up close to use the word glory without wincing.
Yes, right," said the Major. "You could learn a lot from men like Trooper Gabitas, Master Nobbs. By the sound of it, your time with the rebels has filled your head with very wrong ideas indeed."
"I ain't a rebel," Nobby shouted. "Don't you go calling me a rebel. I ain't a rebel. I'm an Ankh-Morpork lad, I am, and proud of it." "Ha! You are wrong. I've never been a rebel, and you're cruel to say so. I'm an honest lad, I am."
Big tears began to run down his cheeks, washing aside the grime to reveal the lower strata of grime beneath. The Major had no experience of this sort of thing. Every available orifice on the little lad's face seemed to be gushing. He looked for help to Gabitas.
"You're a married man, aren't you, Trooper? What are we supposed to do now?"
"I could give him a clout alongside the ear, sir," said Trooper Gabitas.
"That's very unfeeling, Trooper. Look here, I had a handkerchief on me somewhere."
"Huh! I have my own wiper, thank you very much. I don't have to be condescended at," sniffed Nobby,
and pulled one out of his pocket. In fact, he pulled several dozen, including one with the initials CMS on it. They were tangled together like a conjurer's flags of all nations, and dragged with them several purses and half a dozen spoons. Nobby wiped his face with the first one and thrust the entire collection back into his pocket. At this point he realised that all the men were staring at him.
"What? What?"
he said defiantly.
"Tell us about this man Q," said the Major.
"I don't know nothing."